This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you go to Times Square today and you look up and down Broadway and all those streets in the mid-40s in Manhattan where the great old theaters are, it is, quite honestly, a little bit overwhelming, right? Lots of neon, crazy amounts of people, New Yorkers and tourists doing their own things. But it is also, according to Michael Riedel, the theater columnist for the New York Post, the beating economic heart of New York City. He writes about it all in his new book. It's called Razzle Dazzle, The Battle for Broadway. Michael, thanks for being here.
Good to be with you, Kai.
You start this book with an author's note in which you say, Broadway, and this is the direct quote, its fractious band of colorful characters are as important to New York City as Wall Street, real estate, civic leaders, or politicians. I think I agree with you, but why do you say that?
Well, because when New York City was careening towards bankruptcy in the early 70s, when Times Square was a dangerous, smutty place full of prostitutes and pimps, and no tourists, believe me, ever wanted to go to Times Square back then, when Broadway itself was falling apart, there were a handful of very colorful, egomaniacal, driven characters who loved the theater, who stuck by Broadway, who saved it, and in so doing, help lift the fortunes of Times Square and ultimately New York City itself.
Was there a moment you can point to that turned Times Square and Broadway from that thing that I remember from when I was a kid? My mom would like not let me walk through there when we went to Manhattan to see the Christmas plays, right? Was there a thing that turned it from that really unpleasant place to what it is today, which is honestly a tourist attraction?
Yeah, and also Broadway today is a multi-billion dollar global business. But I would say one of the watershed moments in the history of Broadway, but also New York City, is when a young choreographer went to Joe Papp, the great Joe Papp, who ran the Public Theater here in New York City. And this young guy, he brought with him a reel-to-reel tape recorder. And he had spent a few nights with his friends, who were all dancers in the choruses of Broadway shows. And they got together, they cracked open a bottle of cheap wine, and they sat around and they talked about their lives. And he played those tapes for Joe Papp. And Joe Papp listened for about 15 minutes, and he said to this young guy, whose name was Michael Bennett, he said, I don't know what it is, but I'll give you some rehearsal space and a little money and go to work. And within a year, Michael Bennett created a show called A Chorus Line. And suddenly, there was something in Times Square, something on Broadway that people around the world wanted to see, and that was A Chorus Line.
See, I thought you were going to say Cats, and then I was just going to – we were going to have to end the interview because, oh, my God.
Well, Cats. I – allow me to make the case for Cats,
no,
all right?
No,
it's very, Andrew Lloyd Webber, but he and Cameron McIntosh, the producer, without Cats, without Les Miserables, without The Phantom of the Opera, Broadway would not have turned around either. I mean, those were the shows that a company like Disney looked at. And Disney said, you know what? The initial investment in The Phantom of the Opera was something like – $6 million, but the worldwide gross is $4 billion. This is a business model that works.
Since you brought it up, Disney and Universal and the corporatization of American musical theater, that whole area of Manhattan, and isn't that a little bit I don't know, sad, or maybe that's false romanticism? I don't know.
I love A Chorus Line. I love My Fair Lady. I love the great old shows. But we can't live in the past. Beauty and the Beast may not have been my taste. The kind of corporate shows going on now may not be my taste. But I cannot argue with 13 million people coming to the city year in and year out, going to see those shows. You know, I don't believe in condescending to people who are having a good time on Broadway.
Michael Riedel writes on theater for the New York Post. His recent book about the history of Broadway and Times Square and that whole area in Manhattan is called Razzle Dazzle. Michael, thanks very much.
Good to be with you, Kai.